Many blessings to all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Revelation 20, the verses 11 to 15. Revelation chapter 20, verse 11 to 15. Then I saw a great white throne and him who was seated on it. The earth and the heavens fled from his presence, and there was no place for them. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life. The dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books. The sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them. And each person was judged according to what they had done. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death. Anyone whose name was not found written in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire. My theme for reflection is facing the final judgment with faith and grace. Facing the final judgment with faith and grace. Advent is a season of waiting and expectation, a time to prepare our hearts for Christ's coming. Yet this season also reminds us that Jesus comes not only as a child in Bethlehem, but also as the righteous judge who will one day bring all things to their ultimate conclusion. The passage from Revelation 20, 11 to 15 offers us a sobering vision of the final judgment. A great white throne, the opening of books, and the eternal separation between life and condemnation. This image is not meant to terrify, but to compel us to reflect on God's justice, grace, and the hope we find in Christ. John's vision is both awe-inspiring and unsettling. A great white throne symbolizes purity and holiness, and before it, earth and sky fled away, underscoring the utter transcendence of the one who sits upon it. This is the creator and sustainer of all things, now revealed as the ultimate judge. It is a moment that strips away all pretensions, laying bare the truth of human lives. Every person, great and small, stands before this throne, not as they wish to be seen, but as they truly are. The books are opened, records of all deeds, and another book, the book of life, determines eternal destiny. This scene challenges us to confront the question, how will we stand before the judgment seat of God? The answer hinges not on our righteousness, but on God's grace revealed through Jesus Christ. As we hear of the dead being judged according to what they had done, we might feel the weight of our sin. Yet the good news is this. Those whose names are written in the book of life do not need to fear. This is not because they are sinless, but because Christ has borne their sin and credited them with his righteousness. The idea of the book of life, a symbolic record of God's elect, is both humbling and hopeful. It reminds us that salvation is not something we earn, but something given by God's grace. As Paul writes, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast." Ephesians 2 verse 8 to 9. For those in Christ, the record of sin is erased, replaced with the perfect record of Christ's obedience. This vision also reveals the seriousness of sin. The final judgment exposes that all humanity, apart from Christ, stands condemned by their deeds. It is not the absence of their names in the book of life that condemns them, but the record of their lives that testifies against them. As Scripture says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. This passage calls us to a holy reverence and urgency, reminding us that eternity is at stake. Yet this passage is not one of fear but of hope. Advent points us to the astonishing truth that God's justice and mercy meet in Jesus. The one who sits on the throne is also the Lamb who was slain. He comes to judge, yes, but also to save. His judgment is not arbitrary or cruel, but grounded in his perfect love and holiness. My dear friends, Advent teaches us that we are both waiting for and participating in God's kingdom. We are invited to examine our lives, not to despair over our failings, but to allow God's grace to transform us. As Dietrich Bonhoeffer once said, the awareness of the presence of Christ is the answer to every need and is the anchor of hope for the future. This hope frees us to live not in fear of judgment, but in gratitude for the grace that saves us and the promise that sustains us. In this season, the vision of the great white throne reminds us to proclaim the gospel boldly. The final judgment is not merely about individual fate, but about the culmination of God's redemptive work in the world. It challenges us to embody the hope we profess, living as witnesses to Christ's mercy and pointing others toward the Lamb who takes away the sin of the world. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how does the promise of Christ's grace affect the way you think about judgment and eternity? Number two, in what ways can you reflect the hope and mercy of God's kingdom in your daily life during Advent? Righteous Judge and merciful Savior, as we reflect on the vision of your great white throne, we stand in awe of your holiness and humbled by your grace. Help us to trust not in our righteousness, but in the righteousness of Christ, who has redeemed us by his blood. In this season of Advent, teach us to live in light of eternity, to share the hope of salvation with others, and to reflect your mercy in all we do. Strengthen us to walk in your ways, that our lives may bear witness to your kingdom. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.